Hey, I thought I'd record a podcast, but this is a personal update. I know I said I was going to keep you away from personal updates, but they're relevant to an extent. So, I was put on quetiapine for about 4 weeks, and that I think I gained about 8 pounds in those 4 weeks, and I was eating loads of crap, which is unlike me. Well, not completely unlike me, but not as much as I was. And now I've been put on risperidone. She said start off at 0.5 and go up to 1 milligram after 2 weeks. But I've done it early. I did it after 4 days of being on risperidone because I don't know. I felt that was the right thing to do, and it turns out it was. I take 0.5 in the morning and 0.5 in the evening. It doesn't make me drowsy. It definitely is helping with the whole paranoid bit, although I think I'm gonna have to increase it probably to about two. She said 2 milligrams is the average for people with, I don't know, bipolar 2, but or like just in general. But I think I'm gonna end up having to increase it to 3 if I end up having a psych. Yeah, a paranoid delusion episode is a psychotic episode. So, yeah. Oh, I had loads to say, but I can't remember now. I'll add more later. Hey guys, I thought I should just add some more to the previous recording. I've been on risperidone for 2 weeks this coming Tuesday. I actually increased it myself. I don't recommend you do it again. Again, I've said it before, I have done this and I shouldn't. But I increased it myself threefold from 0.5 once a day to 0.5 three times a day, and it is working a dream. I do think it's going to need to go up to about 3, so 1 milligram three times a day. My psychiatrist was fine with me upping it. We agreed to stay at the level I'm at now, just to check for any side effects and such. But I've tried olanzapine, quetiapine, aripiprazole, and this I'm hoping is the one. As for weight gain, I can't tell because on quetiapine, I think it could have been on it from 2 weeks to a month, but I gained 8 pounds after losing 2 stone. Now, losing the weight is obviously, health concerns and such, but, I have fibromyalgia, so it's important to manage my health in such a way to reduce my fibro symptoms. I nearly went up to 450 pregabalin, which is the highest dose, but that was around the time of. I did actually get permission from my doctor first, actually. However, that was around the time that I was put onto risperidone, so I thought, well, there's no point in going on something like pregabalin, which hasn't been approved for a mood stabiliser, but neither is gabapentin. Both are used for pain conditions like fibromyalgia, but they do work on the GABA receptors, which can also affect mental health. And I have heard of gabapentin being prescribed as a mood stabiliser. So I thought I didn't really want to mess with the brain chemistry. I thought, well, we'll see how it goes. If risperidone is fine as it is, then if anything, it's going to kind of level me out enough to return to looking after myself properly, eating the right foods, which I haven't been doing. I haven't been doing enough physio. I actually even lost my way. I was doing a writing course online. It's free. It's on FutureLearn. If you have time to fill and you want something to concentrate on other than mental stress and general life, then FutureLearn is your place to go. It's got a lot of free courses. They are limited number to weeks, but you can buy extended time. It's like a yearly subscription, and it you can get ones for individual courses. They do just so much. I'm not being sponsored by them, although it sounds like I am, but I've done a few courses on there and I've actually really enjoyed them. They do some mental health ones as well, anything from, and also like quantum physics. And anyway, so doing a writing course, I managed to catch up 2 weeks in 2 days. In hindsight, a bit worrying, was a bit on the higher side. Zooming through them triggered me into however long, and then I felt down. However, because since my nitrogen has levelled out, I think it's stopped me from dropping so far. And because I have been technically on antipsychotics for 6 weeks, what, 4 to 6 weeks now, I have had them in my system. So anyway, I've had a bit of a hoo-ha last few weeks. Oh, a mixture of paranoia, and I don't know, you know, I think I've mentioned before that I do Reiki, and I'm attending a meditation class starting a week on Monday. That's through Mind Charity, and they, yeah, and and I spent a long time differentiating between paranoia and gut instinct. And I think they kind of set each other off. I do suffer from quite severe paranoid delusions. I do understand that. I've had psychotic episodes. But then there's also, you know, like, I mean, even if you don't, you're not into stuff like that, something either gives you good vibes or bad vibes. And I've been involved in a situation that's given me bad vibes, and I've put it down to my paranoia, when in reality it's been genuine bad vibes. And I have reached the point of clarity with this situation that I am attempting to walk away from something that I have never really successfully done before, because guilt sets in and empathy and all that kind of things. But my therapist said to me, sometimes you don't always have to do the right thing. And sometimes, and I thought about it and I was like, yeah, but there are two right things here. Really, I mean, there's only one right thing here, and that's walking away. It's best for everyone involved, because the situation is not developing healthily. Anyway, so I'm still single. I haven't even kissed anyone since my ex broke up with me. And I am learning to be alone. It's good. It's difficult, but it's good. Group's been going well. I've got 4 sessions left. I am supposed to be moving in October, although I'm not sure if I'm ready to completely cut ties with the area yet. So I have a plan. We'll see what happens with that, and I will speak more of it when I know what's going on. It's a nice Sunday here. It's not particularly sunny. Yesterday was really, really hot. It's not particularly sunny, but there's a nice breeze and it's quite warm, and I could sit in the garden with my coffee in my shorts and vest. So, you know, that's got the thumbs up. I also want to take this opportunity to promote the use of the Happy Lamps. Now, some will have heard of them, some would have not. And these are specifically designed for people with seasonal affective disorder. When in winter, the less sunlight can cause depression. Now, it's quite common, apparently, for people with bipolar to have SAD. And it's not like I was like, oh, you know, instantly diagnosed myself with it. But I thought I'd give it a try. And I bought one. And it really works. I noticed when I haven't used it for a couple of days. And I've kind of been on the run, which I have been recently. But as from today, I am slowing down. And I I'm able to slow down. I'm off to the coast, again, where I may be moving for 4 nights, Wednesday to Sunday. And then, as I said, my meditation group starts on Monday, that Monday. I think it's only a short course. But, I mean, the reason I'm not sure, I don't really want to cut ties with my current area because there's an opportunity to do a second round of therapy, but it's actually mindfulness. It's a short mindfulness course. I think it's about 6 weeks. And I also want to do another term of recovery college, maybe two. So I'm thinking of staying around until about next April, if my plan goes through. I will be between where I am and where I will be living. I won't be in one place all the time, but which I think will actually be good for me because, I don't know, I'm not always great staying in one place. I think my current home has a lot of negative energy, I suppose negative memories. I try and keep the energy positive and make sure that there's positive energy in the house and things like that. That's through my own beliefs, using my own beliefs and techniques and such. You know, we all have our own beliefs, whether we believe there's nothing, there's no higher power, or there is a higher power, and whatever the higher power may be, or whoever. But it still doesn't feel right. When I moved in here, I didn't have much time to set up what I wanted. And all my stuff has come here, and there's so much I need to get rid of, and so much I seem to be clinging to. My best friend, as long as she's up to it at the time, is going to help me clear out at some point my possessions. And I think even if she just starts with me for half an hour, 6 rounds if she wants to, because she does love, she does enjoy doing stuff like this, and she enjoys helping people. But recently it's been very much a thing of me and her boyfriend, who is lovely, have been promoting the point of self-care, and that, yes, it's all very well and good that she wants to help people, but if it's stressing her out too much, then it's not right on her. You know, she works hard, and she's always busy doing this, that, the other, and sometimes I think she doesn't get time to do her own home and sort out herself and all things like that. So, yeah. Kind of keep going off on my tangents, but do you know what? That's a good thing, because it's just showing how to that I'm being me. I'm sat here and I'm looking over at my books, and I have just spotted How to Be Human by Ruby Wax, and I really do suggest that you read it, because it does have some mindfulness exercises. You don't have to do them. I haven't done them. I'm not great with literature, with things like that. That's the kind of thing that I think once I start in the group, I will bring it more into my own life. It will be easier because I'm an introvert in some things. I'm an extrovert in others. I really enjoy my time alone, but I also enjoy being with people. Most people, some people, and yeah, I think it'll be cool to meet people that are kind of entering. Now, I've done meditation, I've got experience with it, but it's never been a regular thing for me. I'm also thinking of attending the local Buddhist centre. I'm not Buddhist. I respect the religion. Respect all religions, you know, everyone, I think everyone, all non-religions, whatever, if science is where your faith is based, then brilliant. I just think that we all need something to believe in sometimes. Sometimes life can get really tough. And so, but they do meditation there, and you can, it's just a walk, a matter of a walking one, and they do evening meditation on a couple of days, lunchtime meditation on a couple of other days, and then Saturday morning meditation, which is for the more kind of advanced, more experienced. I'm going to start off with the group and go from there. Anyway, How to Be Human, it's a laugh, it's Ruby Wax, it's funny. She's done the book with a neuroscientist and a Buddhist monk, and it's got sections where they're talking to each other, and you can tell that they've got a rapport, that they're friends, and I think it's a really great mix. I've also been given another book actually from a friend of mine, saying that I don't really know if this is suitable for the podcast because it's not really related to mental health as such. Well, it's called The Leap. It's Psychology of Spiritual Awakening. It's by Steve Taylor. If you do want to have a look into it. I won't talk about it any further than that. I've got another book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I've loaned it to my mum at the moment, and I've been putting off reading that. I don't know, I'm reading thrillers on Kindle at the moment. So I've got a Kindle subscription, so I have to try and justify, you know, having it by using it. Plus I love reading. Now, every morning I try to have a time where I sit down, before I have my caffeinated coffee, I sit down, have an apple and banana, decaf coffee, take my medicine, have a read. So it starts the day on a calm note. Anyway, writing. So I haven't been drawing. I've done drawing the last couple of days, and because I guess with my drawing, apart from when I was younger, I've been quite rigid with it, doing particular designs and practicing this and practicing that, rather than just drawing. And my therapist suggested that I draw what paranoia feels like. Now, I ended up doing a drawing which included all of it: fear, paranoia, heartbreak, and something else. And it was interesting how the colours, how I coloured it in. Now, I didn't plan it as I went. I mean, I did choose the colours and stuff, but it was afterwards looking at it. And then I did another one yesterday, sort of surrounding this situation, and it was interesting how the final piece turned out. And I'm not sure if it's how I perceive the situation or how the situation actually is. I mean, you know, I know life is a matter of perception, but I don't know, you know, whether other people feel the same or the situation is as it stands. So today I have to do the med filling boxes, and reluctantly leave the house to get some tobacco. Yes, I smoke. Yes, I know I shouldn't. I smoke CBD bud. I gave up weed at the beginning of the year. Technically, I still smoke the strains because there's no THC in it, which is the psychoactive chemical, so you don't get high. I've been smoking far too much. I've been stressed. And I guess last night I sat in my garden, and I think I had my dinner at about 12:30. Sat in my garden, I typed for a while, and I typed everything out of myself. I don't know, sometimes, I don't know if anyone's experiences, it's just this build up in your head of so much, and it's so much pressure, that it just needs release. So I've done the drawing, and then I chilled out for a bit. And then I got the fold-up table from the living room, and I brought it into the garden, and I sat there with a beer, smoking a lot, and doing a lot of thinking, and I felt really, really low and down and sad, and realised that it's grieving this situation, it's feeling bad that what could have possibly been something good has turns out to be something negative. But, you know, life goes on. As to quote another podcaster, sun goes up, sun comes down. Life is what it is. This situation wasn't anything to do with the relationship, like not a it was platonic situation with a couple of people. But that's cool because I'm very much lucky enough to have a wonderful, not only support network, but group of people who genuinely love me. And I think sometimes when I think, oh man, you know, like the paranoia, I was explaining to my friend yesterday, my best friend, paranoia seems to be fueled by guilt, that people are out to get me because I need to be punished. And I think that's very much from the BPD, but the paranoia is definitely a mix of BPD and bipolar. I think the paranoia, the guilt and the shame and everything, and the feeling like I need to be punished from my childhood, that resonates from, triggers the paranoia, and the paranoia triggers the guilt and shame. So it's a matter of, well, identifying this, and I don't know, I think I'm still trying to figure that one out, but I've identified what it is, and that is good in itself. Anyway, so yeah, smoking, I'm going to give up. I need to work on the caffeine first, which I had given up, but I had far too much caffeine yesterday. I think I can manage 2 cups, one a couple of hours after I wake up, and then one probably about midday, like not necessarily 12 o'clock midday, because I don't always manage to stick to a routine, especially on Sunday. I think even someone who needs to keep a routine, I allow myself a lane on Sunday. I didn't go to bed till quite late anyway, probably about 1:30. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with this whole moving thing. At the moment, I'm trying to take each day as it comes because there's just so much going on. Today, I'm going to spend the day trying to catch up with some of this course. I'm actually going to buy the course for the extended time because this one is really, really worth it. And I'm very far behind. So I need to basically, as I said yesterday to myself, pull my head out my bum. I shall say arse. Pull my head out my arse and pull myself together and get things sorted. And I know it's horrible when someone tells you to pull yourself together, but at the same time, when I think it comes to a point with me, anyway, at this point, because I made so much progress in the first 3-4 months of the year, that I want to continue that. And I'm never going to build up my foundations for even, you know, the suggestion, like the possibility of self-employment, if I don't put my arse into gear. So that's what I shall be doing today. I'm focusing less on the custom design, more on the writing, because that actually really helped my head. Custom design is quite a rigid, it's you're doing it for your own designs as practice, but also when someone else wants you to do a design, you're doing it to their specifications. Whereas my writing is just my writing, you know, even if it's for someone else, it's how I write, what I write, what I think's good enough, what I don't think's good enough, you know, edit this, blah blah blah. And it's something I'm really enjoying. So I think that's it for now, and I shall do a podcast on a subject soon. This is a catch-up one mainly. From what I've said in previous podcasts, it is going to be just about information, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think it needs to be. I think it can be a mix of things. You know, sometimes people just want to hear that other people are doing this and other people are doing that. I do. You know, like, I like hearing about other people's lives, especially with the same disorders or just generally that, you know, everyone goes through it. Sometimes with certain mental health disorders, I hate the word disorder, I think it should be differences, with mental health differences, some things can be worse. For example, BPD, everyone feels hurt emotionally, but when you're hurt emotionally with BPD, it can literally overturn your world, depending on who it's by, or who. I'm not saying that that hurt has no reason or no right or anything like that, but I think in that kind of situation, it's, yeah. What I'm saying is some things are worse for others than they are for some. So anyway, I'm going to crack on with my day and I shall have a catch up soon.